What's going on, party people? You are listening to HCR.FM. This is 5-2 Radio with your boy KJ52 and DJ X. Keep it locked.
Live in the place to be, it's 5-2 Radio with your hosts, KJ52 and DJ X.
That's right, y'all.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy KJ52.
What's going on? DJ X right here.
And you are listening to 5-2 Radio. And today we're posing the question, what is on your profile? When we talk about that, we're not necessarily meaning what's on your Facebook. Not necessarily meaning what's on your MySpace page. What is on the profile of your life? What do people see when they look at you? And when I look at this guy across from me, I see pure adulterated anger because you will not add me as one of your friends. I'm not even in your top 300.
I love that deny button. The reject, block, it's awesome. I'm hating.
You know, if we're going to be talking about what's on your profile, we got to be talking about probably the number one profile social network website out there, MySpace. Now, maybe you're a MySpacer, maybe you're a Facebook. I'm going to combine them all together and make my Facebook Spacebook. .com, net, TV, net, com, org, dot org. I'm going to cover all bases, except all you're allowed to be doing is have me as a friend. You can't have your own friends.
What about Tom?
Tom? No, forget Tom. I don't care. I am curious. How many friends does Tom actually have?
214,741,000.
Oh, big deal. Like,
I'm right behind him.
I'm so close to that.
I'm creeping up.
Tom, I'm coming for you, bro. That's not fair because Tom just gets automatically added.
Yeah, we have no choice.
And that stupid photo. Anyway, we're talking about what's on your profile, and you had brought up MySpace. Well, basically, MySpace is considered the number one social website when it comes to this type of thing. In fact, actually, it is the third most popular website in the United States. And this is a sad reflection on us in the United States when it basically proves that we as Americans spend the majority of our time at work browsing other people's profiles. And that's actually what we're talking about
today. I don't think it's supposed to be right when you go on MySpace and every moment you see your friend in the online now just flashing and it's like, are you at work?
Do you work?
What do they pay you for?
What do you do?
But speaking of online now, I'm online right now.
You're on, I have to admit.
And you know, I'm on a profile. Hey, the title says 8 days until I go home. So she's excited. Christmas, okay, happy holiday season coming up. So who else we got looking, rolling down here? It says, hey, I'm a junior. I love pink. I love Mountain Dew. There's pictures of clothing, pink cars. Who would I like to meet? God. That's a good one. Dale Jr., Kenny Chesney. I like One Tree Hill, Seventh Heaven. It has a couple pictures of some friends that passed away. It says RIP on it. And just a bunch of stuff. Heroes, be her Uncle Steve. So she's displaying a lot on her page.
She is displaying a lot. And we all display different things in our life. Our own life is a profile. But I'll tell you what, one thing I don't like when I go on somebody's profile, it just makes me angry.
What's up?
Dogs in dresses.
Dogs in dresses?
Dogs, like they have a picture of, like, here's, you know, Fufu, my dog.
Okay.
And they put a dress on the dog. And the dog has that look on their face like, help me, somebody, please, help me, take the ribbon out of my head. Those things make me mad. I also get mad when they have those stupid, like, 1,400 million YouTube videos.
Yes.
And it's really just somebody like their cat falling off the top of the television set. I'm sorry, people. Up your game, people, just a little bit. Get a better layout, okay? 5-2 Radio, y'all. You're in the mix. Today we're talking about what is on your profile. What's on the profile of your life? When it comes to MySpace profiles, this kind of strikes a little bit of a nerve with your boy. Now, as everyone knows, I am a very famous rap star. And why you giving me that look? All right, I'm not that famous. But I'll tell you, when it comes to MySpace, I literally fought MySpace. I fought getting a MySpace probably for a good 2 years.
Why'd you battle it?
I fought it because I thought, oh, everyone's got a MySpace. I should get a MySpace. All my fans are like, you should get a MySpace. Get a MySpace. And I'm like, you know what? MySpace is going to be gone by next year. Shows how smart I am. Anyway, But I literally, I was just like, I'm not doing that. I'm sticking with a website. Keep it old school, right? Yes. You know, remember those things called websites? People had those? Anyway, the point what I'm trying to get at, the reason why I finally got a KJ52 MySpace, you know what finally did it for me?
What happened?
Is when I had people that I knew, like personal friends, come in and go, hey, dude, why aren't you adding me? Why won't you add me to your MySpace page?
You got offended.
No, yeah, and they're like getting very angry at me. Like, why won't you add me to your MySpace? And I'm like, I don't even have a MySpace. They're like, yes, you do. It's blah, 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 MySpace.com, blah, 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 blah. And everyone would tell me a totally different page name. I started putting the numbers together, and I started going on to these profiles thinking, oh, they're probably just someone had like a tribute KJ MySpace page. All of them said the official KJ52 MySpace page. And they were always like the worst pictures of me.
Imposters.
Like, I'm just like got this janky look on my face, and I'm looking at least a minimum of 10
really?
Fake this is just the ones I knew about. There was like 10 fake KJ MySpace pages out there, all saying they're the official KJ MySpace. And I'm realizing that I'm offending a lot of people. Especially when, like, your own uncle goes, you know, I really find it offensive that you will not add me to. You're my nephew. That was the day I called up the record label. I said, look, we got to do something about this. Get me a KJ52 MySpace. Hence, now I'm addicted. What can I say?
To that.
What about you?
I have to admit, I had a situation this week on MySpace for the first time ever. You know, I really took pride that I've never gotten hacked.
Oh, the infamous MySpace hacking.
Never been hacked.
Oh, I want to hear what
happened. My password has stood firm only in my head alone. I think I slipped. I slipped one day, probably shut off the computer, didn't log out. Before I noted it, I think it was 2 days ago, got a message. It says, X, why are you asking me to get a gift card from Macy's? Like, dang. They beat me.
You know, I think all those hackers out there, I think you should, not only we should take away all their friends, we should make them buy up all the gift cards, all the suntan lotions, all the stupid spam. In fact, you know what I think the best punishment for those that hack MySpace pages?
What would it be?
They have to eat spam.
Eat it.
Every day.
That'd be pretty good.
For the rest of their life.
For as many spam messages they send.
And yep. Their profile will be MySpace.com spam eater. All right, y'all, it's 52 Radio. It's a portion of the show where we go and take your emails, your feedback. We want to hear from you guys. And you can hit us up at
52RadioFM@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll make you a very famous person. Maybe we'll use your question. I don't know. Anyway, the first question is she's kind of, she says, KJ, this is, you know, this is one I get all the time. She says, KJ, I'm a little bummed out. My parents will not let me get a MySpace page. They say it's too dangerous. What do I do? Well, I'm gonna actually jump in and answer this one. This one I get all the time, and a lot of kids, you know, they don't want to feel left out. All their friends have a MySpace page. Nobody, when you're 12, 13, 14, 15, wants to feel like the odd man out. What do you do? Well, the Bible is actually very, very clear. It says to honor your mother and father. Generally, I think our parents usually have our best interests at mind. And when they say something like this, it's not because they're trying to kill all our fun. They're saying this because, well, maybe they're just very concerned for us. There's a lot of junk out there on MySpace, a lot of junk there. There's a lot of junk on the internet, period. Internet predators, et cetera, et cetera. And so a lot of parents get, you know, cautious about this. And myself being a, you know, parent, even though my kid's 7 months old, I think about things like this too. And so I think in this type of situation, the best thing you can do is just honor them and realize that, you know what, when you're 18, 21, whatever, when you're an adult, you can make your own decisions, and then you can waste all your time on MySpace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there you go. Anyway, we do have another question in here. It kind of ties into this.
Okay.
She says, hey, guys, love the show, but I've gone on Christian artists' MySpace pages, and I've seen things on there. And on top of that, I've seen people's top eights, and she basically says that, she goes on to write, that the person that they had in their top eight was not very Christian whatsoever.
Okay.
And for those who know what the top eight is, that's like your, quote unquote, your best eight friends.
Yeah.
And she wanted to know, you know, what do I do? What do I think about this? What do we think about this, basically, what she's trying to get at.
She must have gotten hacked.
Oh, the hacking.
I know a little about that. But honestly, I've seen that situation happen. Us, it's me as a DJ, you as an artist.
Right.
You know, a lot of people check that. A lot of artists check them personally. Some have their labels do that. But I know for me, example, I have a friend. I have some of my closest friends are non-believers.
Right.
And, you know, I'm firm because, you know, there's scripture in the Bible that talks about not doing stuff that will lead people astray and help them, you know, might allow them to slip up or anything. So I am very cautious of what I put up there. And I know so many people that are going there to look for something that will help them, edify them, different things like that.
Right.
But at the same time, don't place judgment on the artist at all. Hmm. Because they may have a good friend or anything that, hey, at one moment, they fully clothed, everything's looking pretty
and
right.
And they changed
and
the picture.
All of a sudden, in a matter of a couple seconds, before we could even catch it, something questionable is up there before we can do that. So if anything, pray for that situation, knowing that that artist probably has the best interest for you.
All right, y'all, it's 5-2 Radio. You're in the mix. And today we're talking about what's on the profile of your life. What do people see when they see you? And I'm not talking about necessarily how you look. I'm talking about how you carry yourself. I'm talking about how you present yourself. And, you know, I say this all the time. You are the only Jesus that people are going to see. In a lot of ways, we are Jesus with skin on. And so the world is looking to us for answers. The world is looking to us to kind of show them the light, show them some hope. Our life is a profile that people are logging onto every single day. In a lot of ways, people are sending us a friend request. You know what I mean? All the time.
More than a couple minutes they may spend on the internet 24/7 with us in person.
They're sitting there going, you know what? I need a real friend. I need someone that can show me a little bit of hope in a very hopeless world. And, you know, so often it's very easy for us to forget about that. Very easy for us to forget about that people are logging on to our lives every single day.
The Bible reminds us that we got to be light.
That's right.
In Matthew 5, 14, it actually says, 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
And, you know, I hate to say it, but I've logged on to a lot of profiles over the, you know, last 2 years of having a MySpace page of kids sending me emails, you know, stuff like, "Oh, KJ, so excited about who you are for Jesus." And I log on to their profile and I see a lot of things that don't necessarily line up with what they're professing. And yet, how often does that not mirror our own lives? You know what I mean? The way that we're living, our profile doesn't necessarily live up to what we're supposed to be all about. And just like the verse you read, it says basically that we are the light of the world. We are supposed to not be hidden. This Jesus in us shouldn't be hidden. It should come out.
Let it come to the surface. Let people actually see, you know, what I speak about, what I believe is actually being represented in the way that I walk my life.
People are logging onto your life right now. They're looking at you. They're looking at the way you carry yourself. They're looking at the way you react. They're looking at the way you live out your life with Christ. And I'm not here to put a guilt trip on anybody. I'm not here to say, you know what? You just got to never mess up. But I am saying is, it's your choice what you display on your MySpace profile. It's your choice what pictures you put up on your Facebook. It's your choice what people see online. And it's also your choice what you're going to let people see in real life. You know what I mean? So often we're escaping into this virtual reality world. And the truth of the matter is that every single day people are going, "Show me something real. This world isn't real. I need something real. Show me what that is."
The most realest thing you can offer them is the light of the Father, it says, but you got to show your light.
5-2 Radio. All right, y'all, it's 5-2 Radio. It's your boy KJ5-2. What have we learned today? Well,
Tom's the man.
I've learned that no matter how hard I try, no matter how many friend requests I get, no matter how big or not big I get, I will never catch Tom. For that, a single teardrop is rolling down my face and wetting the microphone. But you know what? That's okay. Hang in there. And maybe you are struggling. Maybe your life, your profile of your life, maybe current mood reads something not good. Maybe it's something that's, you know, lonely, depressed, struggling. Maybe you've been kind of convicted a little bit, what we talked about. We have a number that you can hit up. It's 1-800-394-HOPE. It's the Hope Line. And it's an anonymous 24-hour Hope Line. If you're going through some issues, dealing with stuff, need somebody to talk to, please hit them up.
We got a profile, too. You can hit us up, man.
Please hit us
up. All this profile
talk. All this
profiling. What are you displaying on your profile? Check us out. MySpace.com/52Radio.
Yes.
Or on the email tip, hit us up, 52radiofm@gmail.com.
Hit us up. And every single day, remember that people are watching your life. They are looking at your profile. They are trying to see what you're all about. What we're all about here at 52 Radio is bringing you some hot music, hanging out with the one, the only, DJ X and
KJ52.
Yeah, that's us. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in once again. It's 52 Radio. God bless.
We out.